We continue to move forward in the markets with kind of a head scratcher. It's very difficult to figure out what is pulling markets down. One of the things that people believe is the fact that Steve Mnuchin now pulled out of the Saudi Arabia summit. That leads some to think that there is some concern that there could be sanctions against Saudi Arabia. But oil prices have come down significantly as a result of great inventories here in the U.S. This is good news for gasoline prices for sure. It is not likely to see any real interruption in the flow of oil. We continue to see the underlying fundamentals of the economy beat almost on every level, earnings and sales. As a matter of fact, one of the largest consumer companies in the world, Procter & Gamble, surged after sales beat. That doesn't mean good earnings reports. They did have good earnings reports. But the key here to look at is what happened in sales, and their sales for Procter & Gamble basically surged. This is not a company that's too affected by tariffs, since most of what they manufacture, they do themselves. But it does give us some outlook about the underlying fundamentals of the economy. During the 8 years of the Obama administration, people were scared. They had switched their buying habits to store brand kinds of items. That seems to be changing, and that gives us more indication that consumers still remain extremely confident about their prospects for their work, their jobs, their salaries as we move into 2019. But all of the economic data has been amazing. But political events seem to be driving many a little bit deeper behind their ideological blinders and abilities to look at anything else but political rhetoric.